Speaking in front of a rapt audience in downtown Boise, Andrus started by giving a bit of a history lesson on environmental policy. He went back and forth between being passionate and lighthearted in his remarks. The four-term Democratic governor says that unlike during his early political years, politicians are unwilling to compromise these days. Andrus says that in order to get anything done, everyone needs to come to the negotiating table. Andrus also criticized Republican Senator Jim Risch. He says the senator's withdrawal of support in creating a wilderness area in central Idaho is an example of his unwillingness to compromise.
Senator Risch is an absolute obstructionist when it comes to the Boulder White Clouds. It's not a new stance for him, but he put a hold on that, and that legislation could have passed, should have passed, and would have passed if he hadn't gone south.
The 81-year-old Andrus says one of the most pressing environmental issues in Idaho today is protecting water quality. He says the Department of Energy needs to be held accountable for dealing with 900,000 gallons of liquid sodium nuclear waste. The waste lies on top of the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer and was supposed to be shipped out of the state by 2012. Andrus also was critical of the resolutions passed in this year's legislature that seek to transfer public lands from the federal government to the state. When he asked audience members if they trust Idaho lawmakers to manage public lands, the audience replied with a resounding no. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.